State High Court on how the police officers and the prosecutors conspires to subject me to the cruel treatment and the mental torture, and how they made threats against my liberty and freedom. I think the nation also watched as I was taken away from my university where I was studying, unlawfully brought to this country, chained and accompanied by countless men with guns. And this after I had to spend still time in jail. As you've all watched, I was brought into court shackled, which is something that none of my former accused went through. I was paraded before TV cameras and humiliated before the nations. The state fought for me to be jailed pending this trial. They had never made such against my former accused. And if it had not been for my strong team that I'm grateful for, I would still be jailed awaiting this trial and not being able to fight it the way I'm fighting it now. I look forward to the restart of this trial, and I think it's going to give the opportunity that the truth, the whole truth, comes out. So, yeah, and the other thing that I've been looking at, I'd like to just thank everyone for all the support that I have received, especially the South Africans who have witnessed my fight for freedom, of which I'm not willing to stop at any point, and for my rights. I'm definitely going to fight for my rights. I would also like to ask for support for my Beke Buddy campaign to cover my legal fees, because as we can see how this whole thing is prolonging, which now sits at more than 5 million. And I'm grateful to everyone, especially the government employees who are also supporting me. I express my gratitude to my legal team, as I've said, for they are relentless, because they are always supporting me towards fighting for my rights. Finally, I'd like to thank God for giving me the strength, because I'm still standing, because he always makes a way, even where there seems to be no way. I'd like to thank my family who went through a lot, my friends who are always supporting me, my church members who are praying for me. But then, in a nutshell, we are saying we are ready for